completely different picture in terms of who's presenting with these cancers, what these cancers are behaving like. And I'll give you a couple of very quick examples. We are seeing teenage girls or girls in their 20s presenting with stage 4 breast cancer.
I just Googled is SV40 a carcinogen and got an NIH.gov peer-reviewed paper, Emergent Human Pathogen Simian Virus 40 and its role in cancer. This is NIH. And it says SV40 is a known oncogenic, meaning cancer-causing DNA virus, which induces primary brain and bone cancers, malignant mesothelioma, and lymphomas in laboratory animals. So they knew. So Pfizer knew. They were putting a carcinogen in process two.
Wonder what could be causing this rise in turbo cancers, Abe? You got any hunches back there? What has changed over the last few? It's definitely climate change, right? No, it's not climate change. They tricked people into getting turbo cancer for a free donut. These are evil people out there. This was over here on InfoWars. Turbo cancer explodes. Carcinogens in the experimental COVID shot were hidden by Big Pharma and were seen. Nuremberg Code levels of violation result in real time. Well, I mean, Big Pharma in conjunction with Big Media and Elmo told everybody that these were the safest, most efficacious vaccines of all time. And now, a few years after they've been rolled out, we've seen a massive surge in turbo cancers. There's no correlation, right? There's no causality here, according to Big Bird. What else we got over here? So, again, this is probably lefties go, oh, that's Infowars. Oh, that's Infowars. Well, we can go to Harvard. We'll go to the Harvard Gazette if you want. You want to go there, huh, lefties? Dramatic rise in cancer in people under 50. Now, this is Harvard, and they forced everybody to take these souses. And so they're going to say, well, it's alcohol that did it. Alcohol. Cold showers, alcohol, video games. This is what's causing a massive surge. So you've got little girls, right? Teenagers who have a massive amount of stage 4 breast cancer. Stage 4 breast cancer. We've never seen anything like this before. So are all of these 12-year-olds drinking? Huh, Harvard Gazette? Well, it's probably their sleep deprivation. Again, we're looking at a group of teenagers who sleep all day long. If anything, it's too much sleep. Maybe it's too much sleep that's causing the breast cancer in all of these young girls over here. Right, Harvard? Here's Nature. Why are so many young people getting cancer? What the data says, the data will say it's anything and everything. It's right-wing conspiracy theories that are giving you cancer. Other than the experimental injection that these people all forced onto everybody. So, I don't know what it is. I have no idea what's causing cancer in young people at a rate that we've never seen before. I have no idea. I just think it's odd that Harvard, CNN, Big Tech, everybody, all of our institutions, every single one of them says it's everything, but it's definitely not that. We don't know what the hell it is, so we think it's everything, but it's definitely not that thing right there. Okay, all right. My spidey sense is tingling. I think I'll be fine, though, because I got a medical kit from TWC.health, and I got all of the meds that I need in that in case you guys go through this op again. America, listen up. World's getting more unpredictable by the day. Political insanity, rumors of civil war, and an unstable stock market, and now the looming threat of a new global health emergency. Did you know that there's a bird flu summit coming in October? It's eerily reminiscent of Event 201 that foreshadowed the COVID plandemic. And get this, the first topic on the agenda is mass fatality management planning. That doesn't send chills down your spine, I don't know what will. But here's the good news, you don't have to be scared if you're prepared. The wellness company created the medical emergency kit, and every home in America should have at least one of these. They're packed with life-saving meds like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics like amoxicillin, and even the Z-Pak. And they're all backed by experts like Dr. Peter McCullough. Imagine this, no more frantic searches for a doctor, no more emergency waiting rooms. Just a few clicks and the kit is delivered to your front door. In times like these, having a medical emergency kit is not just a luxury, it's a necessity. Protect your family by preparing now. Head over to twc.health/salty and use code SALTY to save yourself $30. Don't wait until it's too late. Act now, take control, and ensure that you're protected against whatever comes next. That's twc.health/salty and use code SALTY to save $30 plus free shipping right now. So let's go take a look at the type of individual that forced this onto everybody. Let's head down to Steven Crowder, where his team just honeypotted the New York City COVID czar. Oh, I'm not the COVID czar. I'm the border czar. Kamala Harris was the COVID czar. He should push that on her as this gets dropped. He was former New York City COVID czar, held secret drug-fueled sex parties during global pandemic. This is the person who forced everybody in New York City into this sauce. He says New Yorkers would have been pissed if they found out because he was running the entire COVID response for the city. Dr. Jay Varma, former senior advisor for public health, New York City mayor's office, quote, "I had to be kind of sneaky about it. I was running the entire COVID response for the city. I rented a hotel and we look like we all, you know, Molly. 8 to 10 of us in a room. We're just being naked with friends. We went to some, like, underground dance party underneath a bank on Wall Street. We were all rolling. This was definitely not COVID-friendly." Yeah, because you don't care about health. Look at this idiot, by the way. The grown old man over here doing ecstasy in his 60s. You can tell this dude did not get laid in high school, and he's making up for it now that he got the power of illegitimate authoritarianism state. That's what he's got over here. And this is the guy saying, going on CNN, going on MSNBC, being spotlighted by AOL.com. "Gotta stay in your health right now. Be scared. Stay in your health right now, right? Your mom's going to die alone in that hospital because you can't be spreading COVID. No Christmas for you." He's doing orgies. This guy's doing drug-fueled orgies in hotels while he's locked everybody else in New York City down. His policies, Fauci's policies, Big Bird's policies, and Elmo forced all of the New Yorkers into isolation. How many parents and grandparents died alone while this dude is dropping ecstasy and doing orgies? Yeah, these are evil people. They're evil people. So now I've got to take these pieces of the puzzle. I got evil people who forced isolation and lockdowns on people while they were doing all of this nonsense. And now we got a bunch of people who've got turbo cancers. Young people, people without a family history of cancer, all got turbo cancer. I wonder what happened over here. I wonder if people like this are responsible. I'm not sure. I have no idea. I'm just looking. I'm just trying to Sherlock Holmes this over here. Who benefited the most? Who violated their oaths? Who sat there and told everybody to do X, Y, and Z while they did A, B, and C in a basement while high on drugs? I'm thinking if you take all of this plus the mainstream media press saying it's definitely not his sauce. Oh, yeah, it's not. No. I think we can crack this code. I don't think it's too difficult. So I don't trust any of you people. I don't trust any of you. I don't trust CNN. I don't trust MSNBC. I don't trust ABC. I don't trust Dr. Jay Varma over here. I don't trust the WHO, the CDC. I don't trust any of you fools. And you're going to do this again, by the way, because nobody got held responsible for doing it the first time. Not held responsible the first time. Massive amount of money grab. Massive amount of power grab. You know they doing this again. And I don't know about you, but I rest easy knowing that I've got TWC.health on my side. Thank you guys so much for watching the Views Support Channel. If you want to be kept up to date with these criminals, hit that subscribe button and make why. Because the salt must flow.